happening locally. The news.
And let us take a look, shall we? It's our Tuesday morning look. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. A complaint for alleged tax fraud was filed against the company Minera Panama on Monday. The complainant was presented by the former director of the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, Publio Cortes, before the Ministry of Economy and Finance. Cortes requests that the complaint be accepted and an exhaustive tax accounting audit of the company be ordered immediately for the fiscal years 2019, 20 and 21, as well as 2022. He also requested that charges of tax fraud will be filed against the company and the amount affected to be determined. Likewise, that the corresponding actions be presented to the public ministry. In his complaint, Cortes recalled that in 2017, the plenary session of the Supreme Court of Justice declared unconstitutional the mining concession established by Law 9 of 1997, a decision that became enforceable and in full force at the beginning of 2018. He indicated that this decision was fully confirmed in the last paragraph of page 184 of the recent ruling of the full court that declared Law 406 of 2023, which renewed the contract between Minera Panama and the state, as unconstitutional. He also indicated that, in summary, the plenary session said that everyone knows that the mining operation continued after the beginning of 2018. He alleged that according to the tax code, the economic activity carried out by the denounced company is an activity taxed by the tax regarding income, because the income is derived from mining carried out on real estate in Panamanian territory. The Ministry of Labour, Mitradel, said that the request made by the Minera Panama Company, in which it requests the suspension of employment contracts of approximately 7,000 workers, does not in itself imply any authorization. That is, you must still comply with the procedures established by the Labour Code, which entails the intervention of all parties involved in the process. Last week, the Minera Panama Company reported that it asked Mitradel to rule soon on the request to suspend more than 7,000 labour contracts. Minera Panama signed a contract with the state to exploit copper in Donoso, province of Colón, but the agreement was declared unconstitutional on November the 28th. Now, this Monday, December the 4th, in another statement, the company announced that after the court's ruling, the situation of the collaborators has changed and new questions have arisen, which require clarification from the government. For this reason, it signed an agreement with the majority union to open a special voluntary retirement program for those workers who wish to request it. This mutual agreement includes the payment of the money that is legally owed to them, he said. The company also took the opportunity to ask the government to establish a roadmap on labour issues. The Ministry of Commerce and Industries, the MICI, assured on Monday, the 4th of December, that they have not signed any legal document titled 2023 Concession Agreement, as the Minera Panama Company alleged last week after announcing the start of arbitration. We would like to clarify that neither the Government of the Republic of Panama nor the Ministry of Commerce and Industries have signed any legal document at the beginning of this year. This is regarding the mine concessions, highlights the minister Jorge Rivera's staff in a response note to the Attorney General of Panama of the administration, Rigoberto González. The minister added that this means that there is no legal document in this regard. Last Friday, Attorney General González wrote to the MICI, Minera Panama's counterpart in the concession contract that violated 25 articles of the Constitution, to ask what the aforementioned concession agreement consisted of and asked that they provide him with a copy of it if it exists. On November the 28th, the Supreme Court of Justice declared Law 406 unconstitutional, which adopted the contract with Minera Panama, and warned that from that moment on, the company would not have had a concession. On the other hand, the Canadian government said on Monday that it respects the decision of the Supreme Court of Justice of Panama. When asked by EFE, a spokesperson for the Canadian Ministry of International Trade said that Canada respects the announced verdict of the Supreme Court of Justice of Panama and awaits more details about the decision. The government spokesperson also indicated that both Canada's Minister of International Trade, Mary Enahay, and other senior Canadian officials are in contact with Panamanian authorities about the case. We're closely following the negotiations between the government of Panama and First Quantum Minerals, they added. FQM, which is based in Vancouver and listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange, has not responded to FA's requests and has simply indicated in a statement published on November the 28th that it is reviewing the court's decision. The criminal complaint filed by businessmen against 21 people who maintained road blockages in the month of November in the Tierras Altas district of Chiriquí was admitted by the public ministry. This was reported by the Tierras Altas Chamber of Tourism through a statement. They indicated that the appeal was admitted on the 27th of November. This step is crucial in our continued effort to safeguard the interests of our community and ensure that acts that have seriously affected our district do not go unpunished, the union noted. Also noted that the initiative to seek justice should not be interpreted as an act of revenge. On the contrary, it is a step towards preventing events as regrettable as those that occurred, which have deeply marked our district, province and country, from being repeated in the future, they highlighted. Dangelo Dayan Ramirez Ramea probably never imagined that his registration at a gym in the city of Cali in Colombia would automatically put him in the hands of the security authorities of the neighboring country. In Colombia, they stealthily followed his steps and achieved their goal the day Ramirez Ramea used his fingerprint to enter the gym. That trail was key to his capture, according to the newspaper El País from Cali, Colombia, in its edition of this Monday. A spokesperson for the Criminal Investigation Directorate and Interpol of the Colombian police explained to La Prensa that the gym he impersonated a man named Victor Hugo. Nothing strange since Ramirez Romeo moved in Colombia with several identities. In fact, he managed to buy a Colombian nationality. His name was Juan Pablo Benitez Aragon, and he claimed to have been born on the 2nd of November in 1970 in Cartagena, Bolivia, Colombia. The Criminal Investigation Directorate followed him through closed-circuit television in Cali, Colombia, as he had a specific routine to go to the gym, and that is how the entity established the movements of the vehicle in which he moved in Cali. The location of this person in the gym is achieved, taking into account that when he enters, he puts his finger on enrollment digital identifier, and the name of the person he was impersonating appeared on the gym screen, he assured one of the investigators of the case. Now, according to Brigadier José Luis Ramírez Inestrosa, Ramirez Romero had been hiding for 3 years. He travelled periodically to the cities of Cartagena, Barranquilla, Medellin and Cali with the purpose of marketing high-end vehicles to give legal appearance to money from drug trafficking. In Panama, the captured person was on the list of the most wanted. He's accused of allegedly committing crimes related to drugs and money laundering. Ramirez, to whom authorities attribute the leadership of the Calor Calor gang, was linked to a network dedicated to drug trafficking through the use of artisanal fishing boats, a group that was dismantled in October of 2022 through the operation called Tocumen. In 2016, the liquidated Seventh Criminal Court, headed by then-Judge Felipe Fuentes, freed him from money laundering charges, but the Second Court of Justice revoked that decision and sentenced him to 12 years in prison. After his capture in Cali, Ramirez Ramea was transferred to Bogota, the capital of Colombia, where he was placed at the disposal of the competent authority, waiting for the corresponding procedures to be completed for his extradition to Panama, the Colombian police reported. There you go. Be careful when you go to the gym. All is keeping fit. Told you. Anyway, that's it. That's our look for this morning. Some of the local news items here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on this morning's programme.